3 years ago, Amy Wellborn was a popular Catholic writer in the United States going through a move to Alabama when her life was suddenly changed. Her husband Michael died suddenly of a heart attack when exercising at the gym. He was only 50. 5 months after his death, she decided to go to Sicily with three of her children to work out her grief and how it affected her faith. Last month, she released the book Wish You Were Here, Travels Through Loss and Hope, which explores her thoughts, feelings and prayers during this journey. She spoke to Charles Collins about the book.
It's my life, so during that period. So it has everything that was in my life during that period. It has grief. It has travel. It has faith and questions about faith. And so, you know, I'm hoping that anybody who's interested in any of those things, who's been touched or drawn to, you know, think about any of those issues and if any of those matters, might be interested in it. And particularly, you know, whether or not you have experienced death at that close range or not, because, you know, mortality is everybody's. Whether it's the what people we love, whether it's our own mortality. And I think everybody thinks about these questions that I struggled with during that period all the time. And on a faith level, we struggle with sort of the tension between the here and now and what we hope for in eternity. And that was my sort of constant, you know, struggle during those years, during those months, was to try to figure that out and to figure out the role and the place of people and the beauty of creation and how we experience life on earth with the promise of eternal life and the push and pull and the dynamic between all that, and how to live in a world, in a life which is characterized by loss and limitations, which is the way it is for all of us, whether our spouse or our child or our parent has died or not. So I hope, you know, anybody who has thought about those issues, who has contemplated mortality, which I would think would be everybody, would be interested in reading my book.
You mentioned the questions you have, the questions anyone has, dealing with mortality, dealing with grief. You ask a lot of religious questions in your book that go on beyond why, God, why. Do you think... How should I put this? Is this the question of grief, the question of dealing with the loss of a loved one, the questions that you asked yourself, do you think there's anything that could have been done for your sake beforehand that would have better prepared you for this, even at a church level or through anything else like that? Or is just this something that people were going to have to go through when they experience such a loss?
Well, I think I thought I was prepared. That's the thing. You know, I had, it's not that I hadn't thought about these questions before. In fact, as a child, as a young teenager, I thought about death and was sort of terrified by the prospect and really struggled with a fear of death through my life up to the moment when Mike died. I had thought about it a lot, and I had worked through the question of my faith in the resurrection, and I'd said the creed and thought I believed what was in the creed, and I think I did at some level. But when you're confronted with that, when I was confronted with that, the immediacy and sort of the starkness of the experience of my husband leaving for work in the morning, and then the next time I see him in the early afternoon, it's his body laid out on a slab in the emergency room. It sort of raises it in a more direct way than I had ever anticipated. So I think I was prepared in a sense, as much as I could be, because, every time you walk into a Catholic church, you're confronted with the image of death, with the reality of death. And every time you pray in a Catholic church, and every time you pray the rosary, you are confronted with the promise of the resurrection. So that was sort of in my life, in my consciousness, and in my faith, but just sort of the the starkness of that absence and the specific questions it raised for me about sort of how it all works together and the purpose and the meaning of life in terms of the reality of death and the promise of resurrection really confronted me in a new way.